Hello there everybody, welcome to my channel, it's JD here, and welcome to another episode of the Blah 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 Talk Show. So recently I've been starting this series called the Top 10 List, or basically just the 10 most blah 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 list, like the 10 most, say. Last time, in the last episode, I did the 10 craziest scientific theories about existence. I thought that was pretty fun. So today, I came up with another top 10 list, and here we go. It's the 10 bizarre diseases science can't explain. So, you know, we have a lot of diseases in this world, the most famous recently being the Ebola epidemic virus. Many of these diseases are devastating, but, you know, scientists are always able to find a solution to them, eventually through time and hard work. But these 10 diseases that I'm going to be listing does not include Ebola, because I feel like Ebola is kind of a sensitive topic to be talking about right now, because it's evoking such a wide range of fear, and it's pretty well known. And these 10 are bizarre, they're strange, and many of them aren't that commonly known, so I feel like it's interesting to be sharing this with you guys. Don't worry, although it's about diseases, I'm not going to get into nasty details. So yeah. Also, Ebola, pretty scary, watch out for that, because scientists haven't found a cure for it yet, and it's a devastating disease. It corrupts your entire body, your, you know, internal organs, and you're pretty likely to die if you get Ebola. And being here in the United States, there has been, you know, many cases, I think 3 by now. The first case, the patient already passed away, and the 2 cases that are existing now are 2 nurses that attended the already deceased patient. So yeah, watch out for Ebola. But today, I'm going to be talking about the 10 bizarre diseases science can't explain. So we always have kind of like obsession. Oh, sorry about that. We always kind of have an obsession with, you know, diseases and how our the human body works, and, you know, just medical stuff in general. This is why there's so many, like, popular medical TV shows like Grey's Anatomy and stuff like that, just talking about the general life in the hospital and how doctors solve problems. And many of these medical TV shows and movies introduce us to some pretty freaky diseases. But most of the times in TV shows and movies, they always give you an explanation as to what happened to the patient and what the disease is all about. But in real life, it's not always ideal. There are many diseases which scientists haven't been able to find a cure to yet, and some of them scientists even, like, have no idea what's the cause and, you know, why would it happen. Like, there are some pretty bizarre diseases that we just don't know why it happens. So I found 10 pretty crazy ones, and I'm going to be sharing this with you guys. So first up, I have a disease called the aquagenic urticaria. Aquagenic urticaria. So, it might sound a little weird, like aquagenic urticaria. It sounds pretty, like, complicated, but honestly, it is not complicated. Just think of it as the water allergy or the water urticaria. It's a rarely diagnosed form of physical urticaria. It is sometimes described as an allergy, although it is not a true, you know, allergy. You won't have a very distinct allergic reaction like other forms of urticaria. It's very distinct. So basically, it's called water allergy, which is pretty self-explanatory. You're just, you know, perpetually sick from water. Whenever you get in contact with water, your skin would rash and you would have all these nasty red rashes on your skin, and it's painful. you're, you know, allergic to showers, to rains, to, you know, touching just any bit of water, and your own tears. And most important of all, you're perpetually sick from your own body, as 70% of the human body consists of water, H2O. That's something that it's so common to most people, but if you have water allergy, well, sucks for you. You're just sick from your own body. So yeah, it's a very rare disease, and the symptom is a painful skin reaction resulting from contact with water. One of the most serious cases of this disease, oncogenic urticaria, was a British woman, like, I don't know, 8 years ago or something. It's not a very common disease. So far, it has affected like 60 people. You know, there's accounts for 60 people all around the world being affected in like a pretty long period of time. So it's not that common, but when it happens, it really is really awful. Like, it sucks. For example, the woman that I talk about, the British woman who had this disease recently, she got it really seriously. Like, it was a very bad symptom for her. She was sick from her own body. She could only drink Diet Coke. She couldn't drink anything else because, you know, fluids in those just kind of like makes her feel really painful in the stomach and basically everywhere. And she can only be in the shower for 10 seconds every week. You thought your allergies were bad. Think about this. You're sick from your own body. It really sucks. So this is the oncogenic urticaria, or the water allergy, simply. Number two is the Kuru disease. The Kuru disease is a disease that has symptoms similar to that of mad cow. I'm assuming that you all know what mad cow is. So Kuru disease is a disease that causes, it's an incurable disease, first of all, and it causes different kinds of symptoms, and the first main symptom is that it creates millions of holes in your brain, like literally little holes in your brain, which causes you to, you know, shake uncontrollably, rather. Like, it causes these holes in your brain, which breaks your nerves, and those nerves that controls your movement doesn't work anymore, and you would burst into these uncontrollably shaken periods. Like, your whole body will be shaking, you're like having a seizure, but not quite, you're just shaking uncontrollably. The second more bizarre effect is that it causes the person to burst pathologically into laughter, making it also known as the laughing disease. So because it causes all these holes in your brain kind of doesn't function normally. It first couldn't control your movements, you shake uncontrollably from time to time. You couldn't control your laughters either, like you would just burst into random laughter, ha 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 ha, and then you would stop, and then after a while you would burst into random laughter. It's pretty creepy, and it kind of sucks. The term Kuru derives from the foreword Kururia Gururia, called to shake. It's reference to the body tremors that are, you know, one of the classic symptoms of the disease. And, you know, it's incurable, so it's pretty serious. Nobody can actually explain where the disease comes from, although it is believed that it could be caused by a protein created with our own bodies that just simply goes bad. This isn't an especially bad disease because, you know, if you get this disease, not only it's pretty scary, but also random uncontrollable laughter sounds pretty awkward, you know. Alright, so this is the Kuru disease. Very freaky. Just awful. And number three, we have the nodding disease. The nodding disease, or the nodding syndrome, is a recent little-known disease which emerged in Sudan in the 1960s. It's a mentally and physically disabling disease that only affects children, typically between the ages of 5 and 15. It is currently restricted to small regions in South Sudan, Tanzania, and northern Uganda. Prior to the South Sudan outbreaks and subsequent limited spread, the disease was first described in 1962, existing in secluded mountainous regions of Tanzania, although the connection between the disease and Noddington syndrome was only made recently. So, this awful disease was, you know, discovered in the 1960s. It was disease, you know, rather early. No, not rather, rather late. Like, it was only in the 1960s that people became known of this disease. The symptoms of Nodding disease, it's pretty self-explanatory. You know, nodding, it's very peculiar. When children are affected by it, their growth is stunted completely and permanently. The growth of the brain is also stunted, leading to mental and handicapping of the affected individuals. The disease is named Nodding syndrome due to the characteristics pathological nodding seizure, like you're just nodding your head uncontrollably. If you get this disease, you would have several outbreaks through the day, and the outbreak can be initiated or, you know, triggered by just random common activities like eating and, you know, maybe standing up or sitting down, which really sucks because, you know, you can't eat, which causes most of the patients who are children to get this disease to become malnourished because they just simply can't eat anything because while they're eating, their head is just nodding uncontrollably. I mean, it's understandable. You can't really eat when you're, you know, sitting there and nodding crazily. It's a pretty crazy disease. And nobody actually knows why this disease happens. There's some wild guesses of how this disease might be caused by a parasite, or, you know, it might be caused by a virus. Because if the disease that's contagious, because there's always like certain outbreaks in areas in Africa, but nobody actually knows. All these presumptions of how the disease happened are just wild guesses. So, it's a very devastating disease. Like, it's creepy, it's really freaky, it really sucks if you get this disease. I mean, a lot of weird-ass diseases just originate from Africa. I don't know why, because, you know, the Ebola virus also comes from Africa, and this weird nodding disease also originates in Africa, and luckily it stays in Africa. Well, not luckily, but, like, I feel bad for the people who get this disease. I really do feel bad, but, like, good thing that it's not spreading like Ebola. Alright, that was the nodding disease. And number four, we have the sweating sickness, or also known as the English sweating sickness or English sweat. It was a mysterious and highly virulent disease that struck England and later continental Europe in a series of epidemics beginning in 1485. The last outbreak occurred in 1551, after which the disease apparently vanished. The onset of symptoms was dramatic and sudden, with death often occurring within hours. Though its cause remains unknown, it has been suggested that an as yet known species of hantavirus pulmonary syndrome was responsible for the outbreak. Don't worry, I just blabbed a bunch of really confusing words. The hantavirus pulmonary syndrome is one of two potentially fatal syndromes of zoonotic origin caused by species of hantavirus. These include some like pretty devastating viruses. It's just a family group of virus. You don't really need to know what it is. So it first started in 1485, going on in 15th century. It is a particularly frightening disease because not only does nobody know what causes it, but death occurs within only a matter of hours as a person's only in a matter of hours as the person, you know, sees the symptom for this disease. This disease occurs in two specific stages. The first stage is the cold stage, accompanied by violent shivers, headache, and pain in the limbs. The second stage is called the halt stage, which is accompanied by delirium, rapid pulse, and intense thirst, and of course, buckets and buckets of sweat. You're literally just like sweating. All the fluids in your body are leaving you, and then boom, you're dead because, you know, you're basically just dried out from your own sweat. It was seen as a contagious disease, and there's outbreaks in England. It hasn't happened in a long time. In the past, there have been 6 different outbreaks, and it has killed so many people so quickly that there was no time to diagnose why it happens. I think it's very interesting that almost all the symptoms of this disease are identical to that of a common flu. You know, you're sweating, you get cold, then you get hot. You know, when you're cold, you're getting the disease. When you're hot, you got the fever. You know, it's similar to a common flu. So basically, if you get this disease, you wouldn't know that you have sweating sickness. You just think that, oh, I have a common flu. And then, you know, that, whoops, I got this really, like, bad disease. And you wouldn't know that until you die, basically. So, have fun with that. Although it hasn't happened in, like, 500 years or something. So, don't worry about it. We'll be fine. Alright, next, number 5 is the Marburg virus. The Marburg virus... was first noticed and described during small epidemics in the German cities Marburg and Frankfurt and in the 1960s. Workers were accidentally exposed to tissues of infected griffiths at the city's former main industrial plant. So that was pretty much how the disease broke. During the outbreaks in Marburg, Germany, 31 people became infected and 7 of them died. Marburg virus causes severe disease in humans and non-human primates in the form of viral hemorrhagic fever. It has some pretty distinct symptoms, and many of its symptoms are actually really, really similar to symptoms of Ebola. It corrupts your internal organ, and it's pretty nasty. Like, it basically just like the virus eats your organs, and it disrupts the central nervous system, tissues necrosis, and it causes seizures among your whole body. And these symptoms are just some of the ones that are crazy. There are also many other different symptoms. The scary thing about this disease is that not only does nobody know how it's transmitted, but it's not confined to any one part of the world. Like, in fact, most recent cases occurred in the Netherlands and in Colorado. It's believed that the infection can be contracted through direct contact with an animal host, such as, you know, monkeys and bats, and that's, you know, basically a guess of how you might get this disease. So basically, just don't go play with monkeys, you know, and you should be fine. You know, have a little common sense. Don't just go play with monkeys. Alright, that was the Marburg virus, and it hasn't happened in a pretty long while. It's pretty it's an uncommon disease, but when it has a outbreak, it's pretty scary. Also, people don't know how to cure it, so, oh well. Next, number 6 is called the sleeping sickness. And sleeping sickness is also known as encephalitis lethargic. And this illness causes those affected to be unable to move despite being fully conscious. So it gives them a strange habits to, you know, sleep. So the, you know, can't move unless they're fully conscious. When they are sleeping, they basically just, their entire body goes rigid, and it causes hallucination and insanity. in an emotional state. Those who are lucky enough to survive this disease live the rest of their lives as unresponsive vegetables who sometimes break out in violent. Neither the origin of the sickness or what causes it are known, but it is believed to most likely to be a virus of some kind. And yeah, that was the sleeping sickness. So you basically go to sleep and you go stiff, you can't move, and then you just live on as a vegetable. How awesome. Alright, that was the sleeping sickness. And then number 7, we have the stiff person syndrome. SPS, or stiff person syndrome, is a rare neurological disease that causes the body of a person affected to become progressively rigid. You know, you just kind of go rigid as time goes on. Their muscles become increasingly constricted until eventually thereby become so rigid that they become paralyzed. Unfortunately, it doesn't end there. It has other effects as well, including problems swallowing, difficulty breathing, muscle ruptures, and even broken bones. So your muscle just goes so rigid that it crushes your bones, and you have problem breathing, and you just can't move. Like, you just have this tension crushing into your own body. It is so scary. But the good news to this is that there's, you know, treatment options to those who contract this rare disease. But the bad news is that the doctors have absolutely no explanation as to why the disease develops or who would get it, condemning those who do get it to spend the rest of their lives doing their best, you know, rigid mummy expression, like, I'm stiff, I'm a mummy, you know. Yeah, okay. That was me trying to be a mummy. Cool. And next up, we have number 8, we have the porphyria disease, or more commonly known as the vampire disease. And it's known as the vampire disease for good reasons. It causes the patient who are affected to get receding gums, like the gum in your mouth would recede and it give you the appearance of fans, you know, the vampire fans. In addition to that, when they are exposed to light or sunlight in Pacific, their skin starts bubbling and they start pooping and peeing purple. Scientists speculate that this could be caused by DNA mutation, but that is just a wild hypothesis. But luckily, despite not knowing what causes it, there is treatment available for this kind of disease if you caught it early enough. So if one day, if you, you know, pop a purple tiny little grimace in the toilet, you should probably go to the doctor. Yep, that was the vampire disease. Number 9 is really stupid, but I just found it really funny. It's the Jumping Frenchman of Maine disorder. Long name and ridiculous name. This disease is named after a group of 19th century French Canadian lumberjacks who lived in Maine. So yeah, they just kind of started to exhibit a strange disorder that caused them to be extra jumpy and screams over the slightest provocation. And they also suffered from heightened suggestibility, meaning that they would do anything, absolutely anything you tell them, like any simple command. Like if you yell at them, do a cartwheel, they would do a cartwheel. Like their nerve just becomes extra jumpy and screamy and more responsive to command. It's a very, very weird, neurological disorder. But interestingly, this disease only seemed to affect those French-Canadian lumberjacks that lived in Maine, suggesting that the cause could be either environmental or psychological or genetic. Honestly, did the guy who named this disease really have to call it a jumping Frenchman in May disease? I mean, like, what do you have against, like, French Canadians, you know? Do they spill, like, a bowl of poutine or something? Whatever. It's just a really funny one. It's pretty stupid. Like, it only happened to them. They were probably, like, high or something, I guess. But no one knows. It's just one of those really strange and stupid ones. Yeah. Okay. And finally, number 10, we have the dancing plague, or the dancing mania, or the choreomania. It's also known as the St. John's Dance, historically. It was a social phenomenon that occurred primarily in mainland Europe between the 14th and 17th centuries. It involved groups of people dancing erratically, sometimes thousands at a time. The mania affected men, women, and children who danced until they collapsed from exhaustion and died. One of the first major outbreaks was in Aachen, Germany in 1374, and it quickly spread throughout Europe. One particular notable outbreak occurred in Strasbourg in 1580. Affecting thousands of people across several centuries, dancing mania was not an isolated event and was well documented in contemporary reports. It was nevertheless poorly understood, and remedies were based on guesswork. Generally, musicians accompanied dancers to help ward off the mania, but this tactic sometimes backfired by encouraging more to join in. There is no consensus among modern-day scholars as to the cause of the dancing mania. The several theories proposed range from religious cults being behind the processions to people dancing to relieve themselves of stress and put the poverty of the period out of their minds. It is, however, thought to be as a mass psychogenic illness in which the occurrence of similar physical symptoms with no known physical cause affect a large group of people as a form of social influence. So basically, you know, in a little medieval village in Europe, one person starts dancing and everybody joins, and everybody just dance, and they just dance nonstop until they get so exhausted that they collapse and die. So that's basically what the dancing mania is, and it's pretty ridiculous, I think. It really reminds me of a story that I read. It's like the red dancing shoes or whatever. You know, this little girl, she refused to go to church and she was punished because she was given a pair of really pretty, like, heels, and she wore the heels. She couldn't stop dancing until she was dead. So yeah, very depressing. Dancing mania. Although it sounds fun, but it's not fun at all. You just get really exhausted and you die. Yeah, so it's kind of like a social illness, and it broke out in Europe a long, long time ago. So this is the dancing plague, or the so-called dancing mania. And this concludes my list of the 10 bizarre diseases science can't explain. Hope you guys enjoyed this disease-related ill episode, or let's just call it sick episode of the blah 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 talk show. I will put the names of the 10 diseases in the description below if you guys want to check it out on Wikipedia or Google. Go ahead and, you know, just learn more about it if you're interested, or if you're not, you think the diseases are gross, ew, leave it in the comment below. I will, you know, move on to something that's like a little lighter and more, you know, fun and just benign, because diseases are, you know, pretty freaking gross. But I feel like it's something that's really interesting to be talking about. Again, back to the fascination and obsession that we have over human body and how our body works. Alright, so that was a fun episode. I hope you guys enjoyed this sick episode of the Blah 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 Talk Show, and I'll see you next time. Bye!